Darling, could you come here, please? Cause I'm scared. I'm scared. Could you please just come here? No, it's not a spider. My tampon's stuck. Yeah. And I've really tried to get it out and I can't. It doesn't feel okay. I think the string broke and I don't know what to do. I'm really embarrassed that I have to tell you, but I can't stay in the bathroom all night. And also, I don't want to get toxic shock syndrome, so I need to find a way to get it out. And some girls go to the hospital, but I don't want to do that. I don't want a stranger, like, looking at me. Yeah, I kind of want your help. I don't want you to think I'm disgusting. And I know it's not disgusting, it's just what happens. I've had it in for a few hours, so it's gonna have lots of blood in it. I promise you don't mind. Okay. I think if I lay on the floor and then just open my legs as wide as I can, I'm sorry, I need your help. I know I'm just being silly, but I just feel so stupid. I know. Okay. Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You got it out in like 5 seconds. Oh, thank you. Oh, that has never happened to me before. See, this is why I prefer pads. They never get stuck. Oh, darling, thank you so much. I don't know. I'm crying because I'm happy and I'm sad and embarrassed. And really happy that I'm not going to die from toxic shock syndrome. Oh, thank you. Just in the bathroom, and I was like, oh my god, how am I gonna do this? What am I gonna say? I know. I know like one of those assholes that's like, oh, don't tell me about your period. It's like, well, you can be interested in my vagina, but not the mechanics that enable me to have a vagina. Okay, great. Oh, no. You're so lovely. I don't know why I was worried. I was just like, oh, God. Asking your boyfriend to take your tampon out. Marvelous. We did. We did survive, and we're okay. So that is something. Hormones. Ridiculous things that make me enraged and then tearful and then wanting to eat everything in the world. You suck, but you are necessary. Oh, I really love how you're not an asshole. I really, really do. Understandable, you go wash your hand. Oh, I need to lay down. That was something. At least we can cross it off our bucket list now. Yeah. Yanked out a bloody tampon. Check. Oh. And he brings more gifts. Is that my heated blanket? Thank you. I was about to say I don't deserve you, but actually, I think every kind woman deserves a variation of you. I, you know, actually values a woman for herself and not her body parts, and then isn't grossed out like a 14-year-old boy about said body parts doing what those body parts were designed to do. I can go from teary to annoyed very quickly. I have the range. I'm serious though. I've had so many friends, they're like, I'm terrified to bleed in front of my boyfriend because he freaks out. And I'm like, then he's not a nice boyfriend. And they're like, oh no, he just gets freaked out about blood. It's like, yeah, but even if you got freaked out, if you had a genuine phobia of blood, you wouldn't get annoyed with the person. You'd be like, oh, I'm really sorry. Like, this is my own thing and it's nothing to do with you. And I don't find you disgusting. I just freak out about blood. Like, that's understandable. Not being like, oh, for God's sake, you bled on the sheets. Jesus Christ. It's like, what? So thank you for not being a dick. I know I say it to you often, but I don't think you realise what some people are dealing with. You think everybody's decent and kind and... No, I'm sure that lots of people are, it's just that more aren't, so... Oh, come here for a post-tampon yank hug. You know, technically, you've just saved my life. If you leave a tampon in too long, it's a kaput. Being a woman is exhausting, and thank God for you and heated blankets.